Hi, I'm John Kramer with Mika Martins, and I am on the road with Dane on WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane, live here high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. And on the line with us now, and you think of all of the great car stories, of course, Chicagoland, the world really, but Chicago has a great love affair with the automobile. And I think it is in its finest form when Mecum Auto Auctions comes to Chicagoland area and Schaumburg specifically for that 13th year. And on NBC Sports, the guy who is not only the voice of Mecum Auto Auctions on television and in person, but I think other than the cars, like the physical embodiment of the entire thing, is the one and only John Kramer. John, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks, Dane. Thanks for having me, man.
No, this is exciting. This is exciting, and it's in kind of the most, if you drew it up on paper, had a boardroom and decided what would be the way to go with entertainment, the most kind of unlikely way, because I have always been shocked and surprised at how entertaining it is. You know, it's great for the cars. You know, it's great for the enthusiasts and certainly for those buyers and sellers. But for as an entertainment product, the shows are great.
Well, you make a good point, and, you know, a lot of people are familiar with Mecum Auctions on television, being on air since 2008, but really to attend a Mecum Auction in person really helps tie everything together. And that's, you know, the word we're trying to spread and get out there is this is not all about buyers and sellers. Of course, that's the heart and soul of the commerce of it. But we really, honestly, we welcome spectators and visitors to all of our auctions, be able to come in and take a look at the car, sit and watch some of the auction action, say hello to us that they might be familiar with on television. We love to interact with our viewers, and what a lot of people describe as attending the best car show that they've ever been to, I call it a car show with a pulse.
It says what it is. John, you are right. There are so many great car shows and cruise nights all around Chicago. They take over the downtown communities all over the place and things like that. But you think about this, and you're looking at around 1,000 cars, and these are not just random cars that people brought in with, you know, a handful of really cool ones. These are all really, really great cars. And I agree with you. There's no substitute for being there in person at Mecum.com for $20 in advance, $30 at the door. You get in there, get up close and personal with all of those cars. And so when it comes to the market, Schaumburg here, obviously you've been here a bunch of times, and so this is a place that's been very, very well received, and coming up the 24th to the 26th. But as you travel around the country, are there areas that are kind of more into it than others?
Well, you know, the nice thing about Mecum Auctions is we are the auction company for everyone, from entry-level collectible cars, which might be defined really as low as $10,000, maybe even as low as $5,000, on up to multiple six-figure cars. And that theme and that philosophy has allowed Mecum Auctions to grow to be the world's largest by far. But the fact that we have something for everyone in every one of the regions of the country that we attend means that we're out there for everybody. Now that I've said that, there are a few regions across the country, particularly California, with our Monterey auction in August, where we shift gears a bit, we specialize more towards the European exotics, the big pre-war classics. But I'll tell you, man, the heart and soul of what Mecum Auctions is all about, and our Chicago auction at the Schaumburg Convention Center is a perfect example of that, is chock full of 50s chrome and thin era cars, 60s muscle cars, Corvettes. They represent about 10% of the total Mecum inventory, and we're the world's largest vintage Corvette seller as well. Pickup trucks are really strong, and once again, all price ranges. So more than likely, if there's a car nut that comes out to Mecum Auction, whether or not they decide to sign up as a bidder and bid, that's up to them. But more than likely, they're going to find more than just a few vehicles that are going to get them pretty excited.
Yeah, you get some of those cars that are really stars, kind of crown jewels. I know we had Jarrett Payton on last year talking a little bit about his dad, you know, Walter Payton, football icon, his Porsche, and some that are sort of like celebrity kind of cars. But there is, and this is for the listeners too, is there are so many great cars out there that I would consider to be like incredible bargains. Like, you can actually, you think, okay, you're in a bidding situation, it seems like it's always going to be, you know, expensive and a lot of competition, but you can get some really good deals.
Well, you do, and one of the ways to be able to do that is to preview the inventory in advance. Go to Mecum.com, easy to navigate. Take a look at the cards, use the search function, really easy to navigate that, and then show up to the auction a little bit early, you know, certainly before the vehicle's going to hit the block, and take a look at the variety of the different vehicles that you might have a particular interest in, and be ready, be registered, and be ready to bid on the cars, because, man, I can't tell you how many people are so disappointed that, had I known that it would have gone for that, I would have bid on it.
Right.
You know? It's $100 in advance to sign up as a bidder.
Yep, $100 to sign in advance. If the spirit moves you and it's a little bit closer and on site, it's just $200. You can get in there and get a part of it. You mentioned the muscle cars, and those are, that's a team photo of cars that people love and kind of adore, whether it's the Corvettes or the Hemis or the GTOs, the Chevelles, and all that kind of stuff. But being a guy that's been in and around it for a long time, certainly those cars are kind of the bread and butter. But yep. Are there cars that you're surprised about that are kind of coming to the forefront or finding their way into sort of new popularity, like the Broncos or some of maybe even some of the more recent kind of not super high-end sports cars that have just become super collectible?
Yeah, there's a couple of market segments that have just shocked and astounded us that we're obviously very active in and keeping an eye on. Number one, you mentioned Broncos, particularly the first-gen Broncos, which are 66 through 77. They've exploded in popularity. And then attracting a slightly younger demographic, which is totally fine, are what we refer to as resto mods or the pro touring cars, which loosely defined as a vintage car, but yet has had modern upgrades due to, well, engines, transmissions, braking, suspension, very popular. These cars are typically pretty expensive because to craft and build and create and modify a vintage car with modern components is not inexpensive, but huge market. Lots of aftermarket companies out there that are specializing in that. And that continues, like I say, to generate interest with potential buyers that appreciate the modern technology, but yet just understand the allure and the appeal and the appearance and the reputation of the vintage cars, particularly from the 50s and 60s now.
Now, John, let the listeners know we're talking with John Kramen from Mecum Auto Auctions coming to Schaumburg, the Renaissance over there, 24th through the 26th. We'll have all the links up at WGNradio.com. We all hear about people taking a certain job or going certain places because there's maybe an employee discount or things like that. In the immortal words of Tony Montana, Al Pacino, don't get high on your own supply. Are there ever moments where you or the rest of the Mecum staff are either – Are you find yourself in a weak moment, like either getting the cars? Does John Kramen have a whole garage full of cars from the auction?
Well, the answer is yes, I do. And the good news is my the last couple of acquisitions to my very modest fleet of six cars, which means my six car garage is now full, were purchased in fact from Mecum Auctions. But I'll tell you, man, it takes restraint. It takes understanding that we're going to be exposed to so many great cars that are going to have appeal to all of us. This implies that not only all of us that are announcers on the TV show, but employees as well. You're just so immersed in it, and we're all so into these cars. It's a total lifestyle thing. This is not, you know, a normal job. We eat, live, and breathe cars. And so the key, at least for me, is to identify what are a handful of the really important cars that you've always wanted to have your entire life, and then make a plan to achieve it and own them, and I'm there. I'm lucky.
I would be in some scary territory there, but if you have a plan, like you said, that's it. Make a plan, execute it. Hopefully a lot of listeners will be making a plan to get out there, see you and 1,000 cars out in Schaumburg from the 24th to the 26th at the Renaissance. So John, thanks so much for what you're doing. We're going to let you get back to making not only great opportunities for car fans, but also some great television. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dane. See you, buddy.